I have an Indian friend in India, who I can't name his city, because he teaches in a state university, and he's a Christian. And if he speaks of being a Christian, he will not only be fired, but he could be killed. In India, there are horrific actions taken against Christians with the government's permission. It's awful. But he has converted dozens of his students. So I ask him how. And he goes, we just invite 30 or 40 of them every week to have dinner with us on Sunday. And I said, then you talk to them about Jesus. And he goes, no, we just feed them. And then what do? We invite him to eat again. He says, we just keep, and this is a phrase that changed my life when I first heard about this 10 years ago. We just keep loving them until they ask us why. And then we'll tell them about Jesus. I said, then what do? You tell them why. He says, what we do not do is give them an invitation to be baptized. We don't even say, live like us. We don't even say, don't you want Jesus? We just give them the explanation and keep doing good. And we turn around and look, and they are following us. I heard a bit of Jeff Walling's talk yesterday afternoon, and I would have to agree with an assessment he made about arguments in baptism. I've not had an argument about baptism for the last 8 years in Rochester. Because anybody who comes to us wants to follow Jesus, they'd go through fire and broken glass to do it.